kalunan sa kanilang mana. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your mighty name, Lord. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, Lord. Thank you for this beautiful Sunday. Hallelujah. Bombo na matamu, dalawa na ilomu, bagarauta ka na kalou, minabosuwe ko, nasigabi na kaniko. For those of you that are watching on Facebook and those of you are watching on big screen, my TV, prepare your heart. God of our nation program. Hallelujah. I believe that God will come powerfully into your living room, into your worship center, into your zone. Feel His presence, His anointing. He will speak to you today. Hallelujah.
All of you that are actually logging in through the My TV program at 10:30, and it's called God of the Nation. Praise the Lord. This is an invitation to all of you, and for those of you that are here, the for sure, we actually have in the Nambour region that are worshiping live, and we will be sharing the same to everyone that is logging in globally today through the My TV station, not only that, but also the Facebook. So I would like to invite all of us that are here at the for sure. On Hallelujah. And to those of you that do not believe in God, or you may be listening in from one corner of your home, or maybe you were hangover from last night, or smoking away with a cup of coffee at the end, or standing on the roadside, or just taking a glimpse through your phone as you watch the God of Our Nation program here on every Sunday that you always do without knowing the actual meaning for it. We stand today to say thank you for taking the time to pop in. And also, we say Mbula Vinaka to all of you that are logging in all over the world to the station that is in Fiji. And we believe, as we share this morning on the kingdom economics, not only then the end time finances, that this works not only for those who believe in God, not only for the Christians, as well as for anybody who is willing to believe and take ownership. There is a God, and His name is Jesus. Amen. We can talk to Lavi Kemanina, Navakanda, Kemandona, New Methodist, Navanora Ramani to make Kina, Kemandoma, Navanotani, Nomondo Mission Sunday, Singanikoa, Nakavale. Most of you are logging in today. New Zealand, for those of you in Australia, not forgetting Europe and America. We stand today to say thank you for logging in. And Vanuatu, Nakavale, Navakarong Niko, Nikoa, non the Mission Sunday, Okendana Tiko, Natonda Kuviti, Vakatalan, Vianiano, Mike Kandavo, Lomai Viti, Kemandome Bonobalavo, Sangan. Thank you for that adherence to the program and the schedule for every last Sunday of the month. And thank you for sitting there as your worship center or zone for those of you that do not attend here at the For Sure. We can the New Methodist globally. We receive feedback that there are some families who do not go to church at all, nor do they belong to any denomination, but they have begun to worship through their screen from their home every Sunday. And this morning, we would like to say congratulations and thank you for finding the truth, and thank you for taking the time to join us every Sunday morning through the privacy of your home. Through the My TV program on the God of Our Nation. So this morning we have gone through the first phase of our worship. We're going on to the second phase. And I believe that Ngaselebu will join me as we share with you. And for those of you in the region, location that you are sitting at the foreshore, take what is yours. And also remember that there are summer zone, I think one zone, Newtown zone. If you're here with us also today, in addition to the Namur region, we take this time to acknowledge you and thank you for taking the time out to join us. We didn't put out an open invitation. We believe now with the easing of the restriction, two to three regions can worship together at one point in time. So back to the theme and back to what we always talk to you about every 10:30 and every Sunday morning, God of our nation, the kingdom economics and the end time finances. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, okay, my men for sure can say days, gays. Amen. Praise the Lord. Kingdom economics, second on the kingdom, Nikolo. If you're logging in today and you're listening in today, you're going through some financial constraints, financial problems, lack. You look into your home, there's nothing there. Your children are not going to school. Your mortgage are not being paid. You are actually being overwhelmed with your bills that is just overtaking you. This morning, take a moment to listen in. Maybe there's some element that God will allow you to hear and listen to today for you to believe there is no other God like Jehovah, because he is the provider and is going to be there for you, not only for you, your family, and your children and your children's children. So the kingdom economics, like what we've been sharing, for the normal kingdom, normal for our secular work. Most of us, that we go to work, we get our pay. Can there be so me at the end of 2 weeks? Can there be so me at the end of the month? There's always some money that you look forward to because you know you're working and you're getting the money. And most of us, like me, there's no money. Like you're looking out, no one is paying you. But you know what? The sweet thing about it, because God is there for you. Praise the Lord. So we can't, don't rely and trust in your money. Don't rely and trust in the company that pays you money. Don't rely and trust in something that is out there made by man. You trust in the Lord and you trust in the power of his word, because he is your provider. He's been through your tomorrow. Today, you know, we reminisce the days of when this ministry started, way back in 2002. Not an easy journey. Very hard journey. But we didn't feel it then. It was fun for us. Moments of joy, moments of cry. There are moments. That's why I'm going to give me a in the new Methodist later on. We don't feel anything anymore. I don't feel anything anymore. I've been through that. I've cried until no tears came. And draw me closer to this God to believe that if he is for us, I couldn't care less what the people say and what the world say. Hallelujah. Part of the condition that we want to share with you this morning. So we can Amen. Those are the conditions that you need to correct. Those are the conditions that you need to do something about it before God can do something about your life. Amen. It was a long journey. A long journey. And when we look back, God has been with us from the beginning until today. Amen. We had a team of mission about 11 or 13. They went to Meru. They stayed there for more than months. Doing the mission work way back in Meru Christian Fellowship, way back in Sydney. And then we had a team that went to Tonga, about 43. Now, 43, kwa lakongo e Tonga, sengen into e dhaka-dhaka. Amen. Praise the Lord. Na bondo bondo na kato dhoka. And doing a conference like KKI, it's like a worldwide conference. So we went. So that amount of people went there. And then we had the Billy Graham's evangelism in New Zealand. It was held in North Auckland for about a month. Gaselebu went, I didn't go because I took the time to paint the house. So Gaselebu took a team of 38. Hallelujah. And then moving closer, we had the first leaders training workshop that ever happened in Meru. There was 185 of leaders. Hallelujah. Then we had a team of Dubai women, about 43 that went to Dubai. And we also had the leadership workshop that has happened in America, in England, until today. So what we were trying to tell you, no matter how much you say that you're going through whatever you're going through now, God has been faithful. Look at what he has done and receive it that he can do it for your life today, because he's a faithful God. So kingdom economics, I'll give this time to Gaselevi if he wants to share anything in line with what we're sitting on today.
When you have faith, that's trigger God's provision.
Hallelujah.
When we started back in Malawi with the 6th family, and then later with the 6 boys, 3 years later for the mission, nobody knew it will be like this.
Amen.
It was faith. Faith brings the things that are not seen, seen. The things that are not there becomes solid.
Hallelujah.
It's faith. It's the only thing that you can please God with.
Amen.
If you ask yourself, you want to please God? Faith. So when we talk about kingdom economics, don't rely on the money that you have.
Hallelujah.
Don't rely on the budget that the government already dish out. That is their duty. Your duty is you, your children, your family. Can you trust in God?
Amen.
For the food on the table? Can you trust in God for the clothes on your back or shelter over your head? It's all about faith. We are standing here today very strong because of our faith. Not because we are perfect. It's our faith. The faith that accepts you to go to another level.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So when you have faith, you continue to do what God wants you to do. Mm. Peter came and asked Jesus, Lord, we have left everything. We have left everything and come and follow you.
Amen.
Is anything there for us? Ratikongo, son accountant, son abuniwai, son andongoli, son dausiwa. Kitu sambi takidani, kitu baya muri kemani. Kagut sisu. Sangan indua na tamata, imbiuta, na tamana, na tinana, na matubal, na banua, lau may muriaw, gay sangani saumi. Yan raw na mulango, 100-fold in this life. But the best thing, eternal, is waiting for you. So when you listen to kingdom economics, it's something that is real. Kero sinibi saumi, kero utakalaga minakasartunga, kero gay bitani. Kero sintuko na tigo mo resign, kero tuko na tigo, na nero bakararabi.
Amen.
We believe in our managers. We believe in our directors. We believe in the bosses in our workplace. But you don't believe in God?
Amen.
Who put the sun up there, never fail? Who put the air that we breathe, never run out of oxygen? The same oxygen that Adam breathed, Noah breathed, and all the prophet breathed is the same air that we still breathe today?
Many.
That's how perfect this God is. So when we stand here and see people dancing and celebrating, of course we're supposed to celebrate. Of course we're supposed to be excited. Because this God never failed.
Hallelujah.
He never failed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We never thought that we'll be like this, but we know that when God touched something, it will change. It will change from good to better. From bad to good. From good to better, and continue level and level and level.
Amen.
Because every day with Jesus is always sweeter than the day before. So my friend, whatever you're going through right now, you have to trust in God with the things that you have at home. Hallelujah.
Yeah, with the things that you have at home. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't have anything at home. I hardly have anything. Search for the thing that God has given you, the very little thing. I was really blessed with the testimonies from the youth today. Thank you. That girl from Batuanga Zone and also Rere Wanga. Thank you so much. Really blessed with those testimonies. Praise the Lord. Amen. Primary school, or high school maybe, or in uni. You need to believe. You need to trust in this God. You know, it's so difficult to trust in something that you cannot see. It's so difficult to know that thing that you cannot see, it can do anything to you. That's why prayer is very important. Mass in the worship center, mass we valley, mass we in the seawall. Look for a place. Because prayer is the only time you speak with him. He speaks back to you through the power of his word. Amen. You don't hear him, but you hear him through his Holy Spirit. And how does that Holy Spirit become stronger in you? It's your prayer. Praise the Lord. And that goes for everybody. Write it down. Try and create that conversation with God. I need you to know the Holy Spirit. I need you to hear Him. Don't hear Nana. Don't hear Pa. Hear the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Talk to Him. Because when we are not there, He is there. We won't do anything for you, but He will fight for you. And the same thing for us that are logging in today and those of us that are listening in at the fourth show today. So we can do with this time, but you know, you'll reap exactly. I think they were standing us today. You'll reap exactly. Amen. Exactly you sow, exactly you reap. So when you develop this relationship to talk to Him, to in prayer, and that can go from one small child to the biggest or the eldest or even the oldest. The key is prayer. Nangono sa masuk kini uksa bikile batik koya. Salah kula kuna ngono na wavelength ni nomor vital lo sa ontunga. Sengangan ni ngono mangkay bomba kini mangkay bos wikwa. No, it becomes your way of life. I'm sharing something because that's my life. Hallelujah. I don't just sit and pray. No, it's my life. When I'm speaking, when I'm thinking, when I'm writing, when I'm in the office, when I'm driving, He's my life. I talk to Him all the time. That's why I don't like listening to any song that I don't want to listen. I don't like sound. I want my mind to be clear, to hear Him, to talk to Him. I choose when to listen. Okay, when the wrong one is there, okay? Or if I like one of the songs, then I'll play it on my phone when we are walking in the morning. Or only sometime. I believe my family, they'll find my car the most boring car because I don't play any music. Amen. Because for me, that's my moment with my God. I know my God. So I don't wait for prayer. Prayer is like my lifestyle. And I would like to encourage all of you that are logging in, all of you that are listening here at the Fourth Shore, whether you're a young child or right up to the eldest, I would like to encourage you today. If you're a Christian and you believe in God, try your prayer. Improve on your prayer. Talk to Him in prayer. Speak to Him. Tell Him anything, everything, everything. Don't even worry about the words that you're going to tell Him. Just speak to Him like you're speaking to your father. I know God. So for those of you who do not believe in God, one day, one point in time, you will remember today and you will remember maybe one of those God of Our Nation program that you choose to pop in, maybe smoking away or drinking a coffee, hangover from the night before. You will remember today when things are not working out for you, when you're down at the dead end, remember today. Because this God is not only the God of the Christians. He is the God of the nation. He is the God of the universe. He is God. So all of you that are here, we can nangone. Nanda matubu bale ababala. So nangone da rongo da tu gana bibala. Rongo da na bimba. We can da nanau. Nangone go ba kai. Draki te bale. Bale ta nanon the tolerance level is not there. When there's no food, you know, we heat out. So there's a lot of fight arguments. We can da na bimbo tini da chukuni ni Methodist. Take, delete out the arguments, the differences, take it out. Hallelujah. Na bimba, na bibala, na duin duin. Na kada kabatu na te borro. You know, the devil will always do that. You try and turn to God and say, Lord, take away this out from my heart. Take it away from my heart. Or remind each other. Hallelujah. Amen. So, New Methodist, if you're logging in today, or if you're not a believer, you're listening in today, take out arguments, differences between you as a couple, and look out to your children. Yeah, your children are not perfect, as well as mine, as well as my grandchildren. They're not perfect. No one is perfect, including the one that is speaking to you today. I'm not perfect. But you know what? Our perfection is in God. You need to believe in God and trust in God. As we stand here today, you know, to declare to you that there is no other God like Jehovah, you begin to believe in Him. Because He says in Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans for you. Plans for who? For you. For who? For you. For who? For you. Christians, no. For you. Any individual, mankind created by God. This God knows the best plan for you. Yes, you may not believe in Jesus. You're turning away the other way around. You don't believe in what we are saying. But you know what? I want to speak to your head and the back of your head to tell you, look, your God, our God, He's got a great plan for you. To prosper you and never to harm you. And to bring about the future that you hope for. You need to start believing.
The Bible says in Psalm 133, When she was talking about the unity, the togetherness, when there's any elements of arguments between husband and wife, you need to remove that. Because when there's unity, God commands blessings.
Amen.
The blessing is not landing on the platform of your house, or your family, because of the differences.
Hallelujah.
So the differences between husband and wife, or the family, these need to be uprooted. So God can command blessings. So how can we uproot these differences?
Hallelujah.
It's prayer. It is the prayer we asking God. Because prayer is the only form of communication with God. You can pray while opening your eyes. You can pray in singing. You can pray in reading the Bible.
Amen.
The prayer is a communication with God.
Hallelujah.
And when there is no prayer, how can you clear your heart? Only God can clear your heart. Jesus said in John chapter 15 verse 3, you are cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you.
Amen.
So the word of God can clear your heart. And when your heart is clear, then there is a unity between you and your husband, or between you and your wife.
Amen.
Then the command will, see, the blessing is already here, my friend.
Amen.
Church, the blessing is already here.
Hallelujah.
The system of blessing is already here. But to download that blessing into your plateau, or into your room, or into your family, it takes faith. And that faith clears every doubt that you have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A lot of us Christians, we are missing out on God's blessing, or the inheritance that you have, because we don't have the platform. We cannot provide the platform for God's blessings to come.
Hallelujah.
How can the blessing come when you don't provide the condition? Iko mo barautaka na nanraki e baka lo malangi meroni lutuki na nabi baka rautaki ni kalo.
Hallelujah.
Nandu nanraki kero bosuki ni kwa when there is unity nandu bata. Duobata, nabata, nabata. Kani volta barau sala ko bata ko pita bata ke choni. Rau sala ko bata daba le tu da ke o ko kere kere tiko me basa ko bulu ne ba ki mai langi langi bale daba. E rau la ko bata ko pita bata ke choni. When you have unity, blessings will overtake you and fill you up and overflow from your life because of the, that's kingdom economics. We are not relying on our salary because we have no salary.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are relying on the word of God. The more we put the condition, which is the word of God, into our family, that's what called the provision of God. We look after our bills. We look after our bread. We look after our clothes. We look after our future. We look after our family. We look after our children. We look after our grandchildren and the church, the ministry from tomorrow. Why? Because we trust in the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, cursed is the man that trusts in men. What is man? The man-made. What is man-made? Yeah. Organization. The salary. Your work. How many? That is man-made. But the Bible says, blessed is the man that trusts in God.
Hallelujah.
He's like a tree by the rivers. Hallelujah. His fruits will continue to bear fruit in season and out of season. Why? Because of the trust in the word of God.
Amen.
The only problem in the world today, because we don't believe in God. Hallelujah. That is the problem in the world today, including Fiji, including us, including you. We don't trust in God. We are standing here every 10:30, hallelujah, against all odds, the God of our nation, against all odds. But you can sail through because of faith.
Hallelujah.
The angel said to Mary, Mary, is anything impossible with God? Hallelujah. That's why God told Moses, Moses, move forward. Red Sea is there. Then you shall see what God can do.
Amen.
The problem with us today, because when we don't have faith, we have fear. The fear is the opposite of faith.
Hallelujah.
Remember that. When you don't have faith, you have fear. That's why you cannot do it, because you have fear. Oh, what will happen? Who will do it? Where can I get this? What about my children? Hey, that's fear. But when you have faith, God will do it. God will do it. God will open the door. Hallelujah. God will do it the way that He used to do it. He has done it before. He is doing it today. And He will do it tomorrow. Because He's never changed. He's the same God that walked with Moses. He's the same God that walked with Joshua. He's the same God that was with David. He was the same God with Solomon. He's the same God that came and walked with Peter and John. He's the same God that multiplied the bread. He's the same God that multiply the fish. He's the same God that called Lazarus from the dead. Do you believe Him?
Oh, hallelujah.
Do you believe Him? Because the Bible says that the gospel is foolishness to those that are perishing. Some people will call us foolish because we've been preaching about this God. Hallelujah. The Bible says the gospel is foolishness to those that are perishing. So that's why I don't listen to them. They are case lost. Hallelujah. When you stop at every dog that bark at you, hallelujah, that means you cannot reach your destination. Amen. Let the people talk, they talk. That's their ministry, talking ministry. People that gossip and slander, that is a slandering and gossip ministry. But for those that believe in the gospel, it is the power of God. It brings salvation to those that believe. First to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. We believe that. We believe that. Hallelujah. I remember the day that we were coming back from Sydney. We were sitting it was a Boeing 747. And I turned to Randini. I turned to Randini and said, I've really been burdened that I should resign from my work. Hallelujah. This is just a small testimony out of so many testimony. Hallelujah. And I turned to Randini, but she was busy writing and, you know, the bills. She normally talks about writing and writing and writing. She looked at me and she just smiled. Hallelujah. And I thought she does not care about what the Lord has placed in my heart. And then after 45 minutes or half an hour, then I remember one of our family friend gave me an envelope and she said, give this to Randini when you two are in the plane. And I said, oh, our friend from Melbourne gave this envelope. I took the envelope and I gave it to her. I don't know what's the envelope. I thought it was a letter. When we arrived home, she told me the end of the story, her end of the story. What's your end of the story?
Hallelujah. I was burdened by the Holy Spirit. I knew that at one point in time that He has to leave His work, but I didn't want Him to go or to leave His work. He was getting double the pay as I was getting. The normal practical thing that some of you may be listening today or sitting here going through the same. Amen. So with all that in mind, no one catch full time. But amen. And I want to share this today because it can be your thought as well. That was my thought. Thinking that the money that we're getting, I'm getting half, He's getting double. So we'll need His double. I can go without my half. But God was different in His plan. Because only He knows the plans that He has for us. So when we went, it's the impact weekend that we had all the medical workers, nurses from all over Australia. So we had all nurses from Melbourne, Brisbane, and also in Adelaide. They usually come once in a month and we fellowship at the Meru Christian Center. And during one of those sessions, when I look at my husband, I see people were being prayed over. When he reached the other end, the same people that has been prayed over here, they run again to go and be prayed second time. When I was looking, then the Lord said, you need to let go of your husband to come and do my work. And I was so strongly convicted. So we got into the flight coming back. There was on a Sunday afternoon. We got into the flight. I took out my book. I wrote down the bills every month. Pay off our four-wheel drive, the payments for the house, all the payments, all our bills. It came to about 1,900 in Fijian dollars, nearly 2,000. So I wrote it and I said, Lord, If you really want my husband to go on full time, then you really need to help me with these bills. My pay cannot look after that. And this is minus the 100 plus mission that needs to be looked after. Amen. And 20 plus children from different homes, homeless, broken homes, that I look after like my own children. They're not part of the mission, but they're part of the youth, and they come from this broken home. And with all that in mind, I said, Lord, if this is your will, let it be. So I was sitting on the flight. He came in and said, are you going to be eating? And I said, no, today I'm not eating. I'm not eating anything on the flight. So I put a sit down, and I just went off to sleep. Then he said, oh, I remembered this envelope needs to be given to you from Susan. Susan is the nurse, European lady all the way from Australia that we have befriended during the Impact weekends. And when he gave that envelope, I opened the envelope. It had about nearly 3,000 Australian dollars. Amen. For me, that was my message. I wrote the bills for the month, and I asked God, if you want my husband to go on full time, then you're going to help me pay the bill. I was anticipating for him to be doing that when he goes. But he allowed for that envelope to come by my way for me to know that he, and this faithful God remained doing that until we did, you know, debt-free a living. We were sitting on go back together because you're going through your pandemic moment now, complaining, moaning, not enough money, too many bills, too many mouths to feed. You have your phrases, the things that you say at home. But we had ours because we were not defined by what the world is going through. We were defined by the love that we had for God. So if you're listening in today and you're going through the same thing, you know, like that moment of making a decision, you need to believe and trust in God. For us, it was that faith. And then one thing I praise God about, because anything that we agree on, we always pray together. We always come in agreement together. No matter when there's money there or not, no money there or nothing there, we just pray together. And for him, because he knows the level of faith. For me, my level of faith, I will say, you know, like that. I didn't say those words only when I come to New Methodist and I'm here. I was still a Sunday school teacher way back in the Methodist church. I want to bring it closer to your heart. Don't serve God because you want something out of God. Serve God because you love God. 1 Corinthians 2:9. And on the theme, Bible verse, this year and next year. And no eyes will see, no ears shall hear, no mind or no heart can conceive the great things that God will do to who? To those who love him. To who? To those who love him. Underline bold the love. You need to love God. And then you'll ask, Auntie Rai, Gaselevo, how do I love God? You love God by doing the work that you do for your zone, for your worship center. Maybe as a youth here, youth leader, dance leader, we can then the HQ staff. You are there. I mean, if God has anointed and start this ministry, wouldn't he be looking this way? And if you are in the vicinity, you're doing your work, maybe you can logistics or impact, or maybe in any other ops, you come to put up the tent. Sometimes you say to yourself, every Saturday night we put up the tent. We're so tired of doing it. Continue to do it because the reward is greater. You do it because you love him. So you need to get out of your comfort zone and love him. How do I love him? You love him in all your ways. You love him with all your thoughts. You love him with all your mind. You love him with everything that you have. So by loving him, a trigger point in the kind of age cut off. And not enough basket. Natia is standing here behind me. She works with me at my TV. You know, the things that you don't even think of. We ordered some cushion covers from Gaselevo's office and the executive production. And I assumed that was our order. Monday, I was bothered having this plastic of, you know, big plastic there on the chair, waiting for somebody to take that and cover the cushion in Gaselevo's office. When I was looking, then the Lord, the Holy Spirit burdened me. That's not a cushion cover. Open it. So I came and I opened. No note, no nothing, just my name. Nangona ndolaba kina etuila maya etini bakazaza na outfits na isulu. Nangona ndolaba kina sakadibi na tsarwa tiki Luisa Kaverao. I don't know where these clothes come from. Nangona wakaba chiko kina na isulu ndanga chiko na isulu. Sambita maybe na yo tambo. Na yaza ni maramangona maramangona. Let's see if you're listening in today. This is your story. Thank you. Na maramangona kwa sekidi lo tinu Methodist motina ndaturanga ni balangi. All the way from New South Wales. Newcastle. Dr. Oms. We were sitting there and we went for my medical. As we were sitting in Dr. Oms, I have to continue to drink water. And as I came out, I asked myself, just go and look for water. I don't want ice water. I want the plain water. When I walked back in, my phone, the Viber came on, and it was Wesley Gilmore. And her Viber just said, Auntie Rai, I'm here. I need your Westpac account number. And I said, okay. And generally, he said, I need your account number. And I said, okay, I'll give you the Westpac. So I gave the Westpac, and I gave the BSP. The Holy Spirit said, no, give her the Westpac. So I gave both. And I said, look, I have a BSP and I have a Westpac. What is it? Then she went back. She said, I'm here. The Westpac works fine for me. But the Lord said to send you some money for your water. Amen. And she said, buy your water and buy your mocha, ice mocha. So I vomited back and I said, you'll never know where I am. You will never know my need. You don't know where I'm sitting. But that was the timing. And we always have those moments. Sometimes when I'm out there somewhere, and there will be this prompt. And she said, Auntie Rai, this is a deposit slip. I put in some money for your coffee or whatever that you're doing. This is a particular lady. At that time, when I look at the plastic, the Lord just showed me her name, Wesley Gilmore. So because she didn't send me any message or even tell me anything, I vibrated back and I said, Wesley, I'm not really sure, but there's a bag of clothes that arrived into my TV office today. I'm just assuming it's you because the Holy Spirit burdened me, it's you. So I am okay, that's me. Hallelujah. All the way from Australia, send a bag full of outfits all the way to my TV in Turaki. Hallelujah. I didn't ask God. Amen. So you may be sitting here. You need to believe in God. When nangono the kabo bina kikina na daka daka niklo ko kenda dando babu di sa taka tiko. You know we don't do the things of God like it's our work. We're getting paid. Hey, when you know that this open skies and open heaven is going to pay you, you're gonna sweat it out because that's your pay.
The Bible says, faith pleases God, and Hallelujah. For those that seek Him, must believe that He exists.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Hallelujah.
That's why our communication with God and our relationship with God have to be different. God remind me of two things. The way that I play in the rugby field and the way that I do my work in Air Pacific in those days. I gave everything. Everything. And the Lord said, now you are in my work. All the energy, the enthusiasm, na solimbula, na maboa, iraranigito silike. Hallelujah. Because we don't trust His word, that's why we cannot give what we are giving in our workplace. They couldn't care less what happened to their body.
Amen.
If only they use that in the things of the kingdom. Because God always challenged me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Just mirror yourself. Just mirror yourself and ask yourself, am I committing to God what I always commit in the world?
Hallelujah.
Wooly in a flower. Wooly. Talk on a stone. Hallelujah. Am I anu wooly voltam? So then I'm going to do it for some money. Koy andra mai gonge kirani guli bolta mutiko. Sa tang ko tsisu, sa pati tang tel ko tsisu. Sa bu ki tang tang ko tsisu.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Just mirror yourself. Just imagine what you are doing. Amen. Okay, when you go to town, how do you prepare yourself going to town? Amen. Ikolai sili, baro tagina kena isulu, na kena seru. Hallelujah. Na kena ibuki buki tau doko. Wala bana no mungarbi kalou. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tariko to kasamu. Iko pati kung gori, balta niko pati ko ya. Kiko pati ko ya, iko nangay banguri. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord always remind me. Because we were workers in the secular world. Na zaka zaka si zaka rawa na zaka zaka kau mai vale. Hallelujah. Na zaka zaka na matakalilai zaka zaka na mbongi lebu. Hallelujah. Ngai tukuna turanga. Mo zaka basara. If you seek me, Proverbs 2:4-5. If you seek me as though you seek silver and gold and the hidden treasure of this world, then you will realize the fear of the Lord. Nonda garabi kalause tiku sarira. Nonda masuse tiku sarira. Nonda wariwili kalause tiku sarira. Nonda ngandreba na mose dikalause tiku sarira.
Amen.
Amen. Rongoda na tukuni alo italanga steba te italanga sisoa. Hallelujah. Bosa nga ilutu sombo bagalilai na nyaro enthusiasm na kaningarbi kalu kero sa kama mai from a different level. Amen. Ile usanga kero saranga kero tukuna front line. Amen. Amen. Ode na randinga selebu me zoki tukuna no no na shulura me kini tukuna roro me bora uta tukuna kenda kakana ku rakamba tukuma ilo toka. Amen. My Nandi District School in 2006 and 2007. Do nanga redini kasilebu na bani niu mega isibi tu mebaka na sebu ni lebu ningunu ni uli lolo ningalu. Hemeni mega istata kitu na kakana merakana kina na leni lotu niu mede diseraloga ni Nandi. Hallelujah. Kosa toroba na kalau mebaka mbauta ni sambula kokoya ni sando somira era sava kasangarai kokoya. Hallelujah. No, when we talk about it, was a joy for us in those days. It's not a burden. It was a joy. Amen. Kitoroni munsi nandi wakasengele mu melambasa mayugayo pagaya kabisuba. Hallelujah. I remember a testimony that they missed the flight in Samusabu because of overweight, and they were traveling as staff. Misa sininga nongabuka na staff saranga offload ilu. Artonge offload magabiti nani kito tiko may Samusabu enando na youth rally. Kangai zakaba na kambanya na sunflower na kangai zakaba, because the baggage is big, we have to send a small aircraft, and because the aircraft is only with baggage, or to sangai lako tuen na viti na ningo ndu tunga nono tuwanga buka. You remember that? Hallelujah. Or to sangai sini mo tumbata kina wanga buka lebu. Sangai bimbinga na kago sangai pagmo to kita lindo wanga buka lilai. Sangatulo, you can use the passenger seat. Rabu sibito nga na tulso bulminiti. Doa nga iliutiko, rabu ndo kinalo ni banua, doa nga muritiko, tubo ndo kinalo ni kalou. Hemeni. Kwa sato roba na kalou, mebakambau tanis. Ni kondambe tiko ni kuwa, kuni reitha na nomu bil. Kuni reitha tiko na nrenre. Kuni reitha tiko na uli banua. Do as David saw Goliath. He was not looking at Goliath. He was not looking at a giant. He was not looking at a warrior. He was not looking at a fighter. He was looking at his God.
Hallelujah.
When you face with the pandemic effects that most of the company that are facing today and the workers they are facing today, don't look at the effects. You look at the God that put the fish in the sea.
Yeah.
Iku sini tita biok kau kali cek tadi ku satu membekan awak kan sen. Kelimanda. You put the cassava stem into the ground. Your duty is to weed. God's duty is to make it grow.
Hallelujah. No
mu itabi nga mo te anu mu bangam bauta. No na itabi na kalau mesu tabiko.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kami kan nebol tambu. Ko satu roba na kalau me bakam bauta ni sambu lo kaya. Balik ke bakaya sanga na bakam bauta sanren resar na bebi na kati.
Amen.
Oh, that's very powerful.
Yeah.
Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Most of the Christian today, we are serving God, but we don't please God. Because we are serving God with no faith. Amen. No tu liberto na zorba una misa niko pagam bauta na kalongo na kospeli ena kauta mai na wati mundau ena suli na lubia mundau ena suli na kemdau kakana kemdau na mambula na kospeli.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe that? When we sign into our contract in our workplace, we look at the condition, go on a salary, go on a condition, go on a things to do, go on a area of operation, because you saw that and then you sign, you believe in the documents. What about God? Documents are tungo ne voltambu.
Hallelujah.
Come to me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you. Because my load
Hallelujah.
Is light and my yoke is easy. I'm at the door knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said, I am the door. For those that come through this door, they will be filled. Hallelujah. God of our nation. What the kingdom? Healing Sunday. Receive your miracle.
Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change his mind. Whatever he promised, he shall fulfill. Get you gonna move a bakayao, you can do willy, cause some can go on a son of ticket volatambo, no more on extended Sunday school kina. None of my son of ticket volatambo, locumakin and rendre. There's some Bible verses that really stood out in your life. Some special Bible verses that only you and God understood. Believe that every promise that he has given, he will make sure it will happen in your life. Today, as we are going to be doing a Holy Communion, I will ask the Pro Events Division if they can position the Holy Communion table to the front. All of us. I don't know what you're going through, like what I said from the beginning. There may be bills that is so overwhelming that you cannot handle. There may be certain things that you don't have money to pay. There are certain thoughts that you have that you've given up on everything that you've got. But look at it in a different set of eyes and look at it with a different angle. You may be going through the same problems like some of you, the common ones. But we would like to invite you today for you to sit before God. Don't just sit home. Don't just stay home. And then wish that it's not going to happen. And wish that something is going to happen. No, you stand up, believe in your God, and ask God to direct you. So we can do one vinak. Don't bully roti. Like a sandwich. So we can go to Nivangar and do a table in a market. Look for opportunities. Stand up. Don't just wait for things to happen and don't complain when things are not happening. Naniku, Kibako, you can do ira. Obaka Samataksar, like maybe I'm doing a Rendin Tartalangas in office, Kakwa, until I kiro supply, I can do a table in my story. And I'm not going to take a week in a narrow market. And dona marama mana ni tosa una le rede na teveli ki romas o sa ke babu li chume kore de kota mana tanga tabi waka so ba ke tumba tubana videne la bomba rawati kine la kuma na bele so ba videne la bomba rawati kine volana ke level. If you are one of those ones who have taken the step forward to do something like that, this morning is your morning when you do Holy Communion. So wherever you are at the tent, I will invite you to rise and stand with us today. Also for those of you that are worshiping through your zone or through your worship center or at home, I would like you to stand with us today, wherever you are at home in privacy or whether you are worshiping through your worship center or through your zone, stand up with us today as we are going to go through the Holy Communion. This Holy Communion is the Holy Communion with a covenant-keeping God. You need to speak to God. If you're doing your business or about to step up into your business, this is the time to commit it to God. If you're sitting for your exam for school students, we came in a class one, we came in a form four, form six, so senior that can go back in the Vitor Ring, form seven. This is the moment. We came in a class one, and the lock and the curriculum and the back and go. Trust God with your future and the school that He's going to take you to. This is your moment when you have your Holy Communion, it's your covenant with your God. You need to believe in God. Just last week, I had actually come across this lady. And she came upstairs and we were having a very good conversation. I was ordering pies, beautiful pies she bakes. I got to know them, this particular lady through Andy Blake. Thank you, Andy. Thank you for that introduction. And when Jillian came up, we were having a very good conversation. I love the pies that she bakes. Just on Friday when she made her delivery on her way out to the door, on the first day we met, she said, my husband loves listening to the preaching. I said, thank you. It's something that we can do, something that we believe if anyone is out there, we can share with. And the Friday, Jillian, I hope you don't mind me sharing this. On that particular Friday, when she was leaving, then she shared with me about her sister. Her sister is the one who actually baked the pies and said, the pie is very beautiful. The baking is really good. And she shared about her sister. She turned to me and she said, do you know about the story of my sister? And I said, no. Have you heard the story? And I said, no, I haven't. And she said, my sister was supposed to die. One early morning, she started calling out. We came and we prayed over her. Things were not happening for her. We took her to the hospital, took her to see the blam. She went through a lot. And she said her legs, one of her legs is amputated. And what she shared with me really touched my heart. I was enjoying these beautiful pies. I was enjoying this beautiful creation. But I never knew the other side of the story that she shared with me. Say, this is Jennifer. Jennifer, if you're listening in today, I want to thank the Lord for your life, because regardless of what you're going through, you develop something so beautiful that is enjoyed by the many. And there may be a lot of Jennifers around. There may be a lot of people around that thought to themselves, you know, why am I going through this? Why is it not happening this way? I believe God, when Jillian shared on that Friday morning, she turned, she said, I spoke to Jennifer and I said, I believe God saved your life. You're supposed to die. But God saved your life for a purpose. And that's her purpose with God. When you're having a Holy Communion, maybe your odds of life, maybe your health, maybe anything about you, your family, your husband have left you. There's a lot of odds to tell you that it's not going to work. But this morning, you're going to override them all. You're going to stand strong and have a covenant with God. And tell God, I'm going to override those odds, not through you, but through God. So you need to start believing today. And today, when you're having your Holy Communion, believe in the word of God in Romans 4:17, that the one who calls the dead to life calls things that are not as though they are. Wherever you are, all over the world, don't limit yourself with what you can see. Don't limit yourself with what you have. Step up in boldness with God in faith. You call things as though they are. If you know that you are weak, you call strength. If you know that you don't have it, you call supply. If you know that you're struggling, you call provision. So you call things that are not as though they are. Through your covenant with God, as Gasela will take us through the Holy Communion today, I believe that you will find your placement in your God today. That nothing is going to take that away from you. That you will change your mind, renew your mind with the thinking of God, with the mind of God. When you look at the negative, you'll turn it to positive. You look at nothing, you'll turn it to something. Stand on the promises of God today. So I will give this time over to Ngaselevu to lead us with the Holy Communion today.
You can have your bread. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the bread represents his body. Whatever happens to his body, that is the bread. And I believe that when you have your bread, you can have your bread to partake together. Hold your bread and let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the bread, represent your body. And we thank you, Father God, for the healing in your body is also healing in our body. Amen. Our physical life, as we're about to partake the bread this morning, we give glory to your name. Hallelujah. And your name alone. In Jesus' name, we pray. Let us partake together. When he finished dinner, the Bible says he poured out wine. And he said, the wine represents my blood. My blood poured out. It's a new covenant. It's a new beginning. So when we are about to partake the blood representing the wine this morning, I believe whatever you're going through, this is a covenant. The covenant between you and your God. He's already done it. It's for you to partake. It's for you to receive. And I'll ask Randinga Selebu to pray over before we partake this wonderful morning.
Lord, I commit this wine to commemorate your blood, the blood that was shed on the cross for all of us. Sure. Father, we commit this blood is a covenant-keeping blood. We stand on the power of your blood this morning. We receive as they're going to partake of, Father, they will be established in your thought. Father, you will never leave them, nor will you forsake them, because you will have them in your plan. Lord, we pray and we commit every plans they have in their mind. Some are standing before you with a lot of things in their mind, the things Hallelujah. That they need to do, the things that they need to pay. There are overwhelming things around their life, oh Father, that is taken away life from their life. And we pray, Lord, that you're going to restore their life to the fullest. We believe that you're going to be the supplier in everything, oh Father, that they lack. We believe that you're going to allow the breakthrough in their lives that they've never experienced before. We come in agreement as we partake, Father, this Holy Communion, that you're going to seal it with your blood, cover it with your blood, breathe on it, the breath of the living God, for you alone to be glorified. Allow them, oh Father, as they partake, to believe and to receive in Jesus' name.
Let us partake together. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. There's power in whatever we're doing this morning because that is your commandment. Hallelujah. We receive healing. We receive healing to the body. We receive healing to the muscles, to the nerve, to the organs, to the muscles. We thank you, Father God, for the bones and the bone marrows and the joints. We thank you, Father, as we receive the healing into our body right now. We thank you, Father God, for the restoration into relationship, husband and wife, parents and children. We thank you, Father God, as a family coming together. Thank you for the restoration in the family. Thank you for the restoration in relationship, in marriages. We thank you, Father God. Restoration back to their work for those that have been given notice. We thank you, Father God, that we are standing here believing the power of your word. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for those that are going through financial difficulties. They're going through financial problem. The situation, the challenge that they are going through right now. We pray in the name of Jesus. Yes. As we partake Holy Communion, we call things, hallelujah, the things that they are not to become as they are. Amen. We thank you, Father, for the abundance, the supplies, the healing, the restoration, open doors and opportunity. We call it this morning.
Hallelujah.
For those that are watching, for those that are listening, we pray, Father God, that the word that we say, the name that we confess, the name of Jesus, is moving dynamically, powerfully, miraculously in the airwave, in the social media, in the television, right now, right now, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus. We receive our healing. We receive our restoration. We receive the fulfillment. We receive the open doors. We receive the promotion in our workplace. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's power in the blood. Hallelujah. Wherever you're standing, let us worship him. Hallelujah. Oh, sing it out and believe it. For those of you that are watching, receive the power of blood. For those of you who are listening on Facebook, receive the power of the blood of Jesus. Restoration to your relationship with God. Restoration to the family. Restoration for young people that are coming home. Restoration to husband and wife. Thank you for the open doors and opportunity. We receive it. We receive it. Healing to the body. Healing to every organs. Oh, Rasatarama. Let us sing together. Let us sing together. Believe, believe wherever you're standing.
Wherever you are, if you're logging in from home, like what we said, Maybe for those of you who do not believe in God, this is one of the things that we do, our covenant keeping God, as we are worshiping the holy matrimony and coming in to have our holy communion today. So if you're listening in, and we believe that we're coming to an end of the service here at the foreshore in Suva, and we will be having the same service as well live on my TV television station today at 3 to 4, as well as every Sunday that is going to be coming in the very other next Sunday on the 10:30 from the my TV station studio. Only at the end of the month, or the last week of the month, is when we're having it from the foreshore. We will try as much to take you out to the field. Maybe by next Sunday we will try to be at the Eastern Division, which is in Osori. So for those of you that are logging in and who do not believe, do not belong to New Methodist, or you have done the legal marriage, you have got the, being prayed over, maybe by the DA and through the registry, but you haven't been prayed over or commit to God as a couple. We will be staging a virtual ceremony for holy matrimony. It's going to be happening towards the second or third week of September. For those of you who are interested, we would like to encourage you to send your details either to Tuvana, who will be based at the office in Turaki, that is the production office. Send an email. We will need to cite the certificate of your marriage from the registry or from the government before we have those prayers. We will have something similar as we did the virtual ordainment for the children. We believe there is a lot of couples out there they haven't been prayed over. We will be doing that on air or online, because we are trying to help you with the condition for you to create, to allow God to help in your family. Or keep on preaching, but you keep on living the way you are. No, we will help you to better your condition to meet God's provision. So there is one of the announcements. Tuvana, we will be putting out the advices soon, maybe today or the following week, that we will be collating all those information. And that goes for the church members, non-church members, or even non-believers. If you know that you don't believe in God, but you know there is the God. You don't believe in God, but you know there is the God. But you have been married, and you may have a very good life, and you say to yourself, I don't need God. Well, if you haven't been prayed over, give us an opportunity to pray for your marriage. Give us an opportunity to pray for you as a couple. And that will be happening in the next second week of September. And we will be putting out the exact dates for us to be coming in. We can then learn a lot in the Tiko Talanga, the Nanumbu region, and all the other regions. If you know, the Salakame Lotu, the Vamotungame Matinitu, Semberi Masulaki, I want to carry Kenda and Drep Talanga an opportunity. I mean, the Masulaki Kina. Kira we will keep Kenda to better our condition for God's provision. Amen. Praise the Lord. So for those of you that are tuning in, I know maybe we are off air already. Join us again next week. 10:30, we will be either in Osori, in town, on the old market area. We will try, depending on Chonati, managing our transmission for my TV. If he can allow that, for us to do that, we will be able to bring to you the Word of God, same as in for sure for this particular Sunday. But next Sunday, it will be from the Eastern Division, and we will be airing live from there. And on the other few Sundays, we will be having it from the studio on the 8 to 9 Power in the Word, and the 10:30 to 11:30 on the God of Our Nation.